Hey, I just want to talk to you for a minute. So, how've you been? Job good? Kids okay? What the hell? There's no way to ease into a sex conversation. Not in 30 seconds at least. If you haven't realized it, this is an ad, and we gotta sell products to pay for the show. Easy as that. So do us a favor, and do yourself a favor at the same time, and pay our sponsor Adam and Eve a visit at adamandeve.com. When you order, enter offer code DRCAT at the checkout, and you get half off, free shipping. The whole deal. They also give away free stuff with your order, too. Don't ask me what it is. I have no idea. It's supposed to be a mystery. So, when you stick a dildo up your ass, or vibrate to your heart's desire, think about our show and pay another visit to adamandeve.com. The offer code is DRCAT, D-R-K-A-T, and you can thank me later.
Sex Chat with DRCAT. Sex fact, not fiction.
Hi, this is Sex Chat with DRCAT. I'm your host, DRCAT Van Kirk, clinical sexologist and marriage and family therapist. And I am here with the Grandmaster Flash of Sex, Mr. Ross Martineau.
I will flash you my sex anytime, DRCAT.
And it's oh so grand.
Oh, well, you know, not one to boast.
Oh, so modest, so modest. And what are we here to do, Ross?
We are here to answer your questions about sex and relationships. And if you want us to answer your question, you can call the DRCAT 24-hour-a-day, 7-day listener line at 213-270-1968 or email us at sexchat@drcat.com.
That is correct. And if you can support us by supporting our sponsors, go to adamandeve.com right now and get 50% off almost any item, plus a free mystery gift and free shipping off of your entire order when you use the offer code DRCAT at the checkout. That's D-R-K-A-T.
That's right. And for the boys, you can go to Boyland, which is adammail.com, all things gay, I guess, all things for the boys. And you get the same deal, 50% off almost any item, free shipping, mystery gifts, and yeah, just use the offer code Ross, R-O-S-S, at the checkout.
It's time for saucy sex news on Sex Chat with DRCAT.
Yes, and when we're talking about saucy sex items, we've got some Miley Cyrus, saucy sex. It all kind of goes together. You know, when I think of, you know, thoughtful responses about sexuality, I think of Miley Cyrus. Did you know that?
I bet you do. And there's something magical about her, isn't there?
It is. It's fairies and nymphs and sprites. Actually, they had, I don't know if you caught her dress at the Billboard Music Awards as well.
Well, it's like air quote dress, right? It was like, I think she took the blazer from Celine Dion's, failed attempt at the Oscars a few years ago when she wore that white blazer backwards or whatever.
Oh my
She's
God.
Like,
that
Can
was...
I borrow that and wear it the right way around?
That's right. Cinch it in and show my pricky little tits off. Yes. Right.
And then of course, Celine is like, "Oh, do you need the pants?" No, I don't. Thank you. Just the jacket.
Just the jacket. That's all I need to rock it. Yes, our little girl is growing up, Ross. Miley apparently has sex. Who knew?
And apparently it's magic. Well, hello. Did you see her boyfriend?
Oh, I know. He's one of the Hemsworth boys.
Yes, Liam. Okay, so if anyone's seen The Hunger Games, or I'm sorry, the person who hasn't seen The Hunger Games, you might as well just pull over to the side of the road right now because you're the only person in the world who hasn't.
Right.
It's the boy that she leaves behind in the town, the tall, dark, blue-eyed, freaking stud, yummy muffin.
That's right. And his brother is the one from The Avengers who's like all beefcakey.
Yeah, he plays Thor. Yes, he is. Yes. Thor. He plays Thor.
Thor, which actually was not a bad flick, surprisingly. Neither of those. The Avengers, the recent one, and Thor. They were actually both pretty good.
Oh, I didn't see Thor, but I did see The Avengers. And I thought it was great. Actually, I enjoyed it. So.
Yeah. And the bonus for me with both of them, they're from Australia, mate. So.
There you go. They're going to put your shrimp on their bobby.
Yes, please. Yes, you're right. She talks about how sex is magical and how it's ignorant not to talk to your kids about it, which I thought was a nice thing to say. And
she's honest about it too. She's full on, full disclosure, don't make anything up. And keep it positive, right? That's her thing. It's like, if you're going to talk to your kids about it, keep it positive. And, you want to tell them, obviously, to, how nice it is. You don't want to tell them to go have sex, but certainly don't make it a bad thing, a shameful thing.
Yeah. So I was quite impressed with that. And then, at the end of the story, I don't know if you saw this, but there was a little link about her. She got a tattoo to support gay rights.
I did see that. And so on her... it almost looks like she's given the finger, but she's not. It's her ring finger on her right hand. It looks like she got a little equality tattoo.
That is very cool. I'm like, Miley, I guess Billy Ray did a good job after all. What the hell?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, she also knows who her audience is too. But
yes.
But no, hopefully she believes it. And thank you for the effort, Miley. Thank you.
Yes, I hope so as well. And speaking also of people making leaps and bounds within the world of sexuality, for those of you out there who know of Tom Gabel from the band Against Me, he's been a busy, actually, boy/girl action happening,
yes,
right?
He's flipping the switch, as it were. Yeah, he's going to transgender, right? He's going to transfer to being a woman.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It was really interesting because the article that I had read about it, he's married.
Yes.
Right. Yep. With kids.
Yep.
And the entire family's on board.
Yeah, it's really impressive. The thing, I'm actually doing a blog about it this week because the full article, the Rolling Stone article, is really fascinating. He seems to be very honest about the trials and tribulations of her, because he's now going to be going by Laura Jane Grace, of her struggles. And his wife just seems ridiculously cool and is only looking at the positives about things. And we're talking about a woman who's never, she's like, does this make me a lesbian now? Whatever it makes me, I'm fine with it. We're just going to kind of figure it out as we go. And yes, they have a 2-year-old daughter who they say is independent and resilient. And, they don't have a grand plan, but he's just going to come out as a woman. And he's trying to figure out to what extent he's going to take that, because he's not big into surgeries, apparently.
Right.
But also interesting, him having to do this on the worldwide stage, and also having his band having to try and kind of roll with it as well.
I applaud him for his efforts, and certainly taking it public is pretty huge. So anything that's working towards positivity towards our transgendered community is a really good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate his openness and honesty about it. And we wish her. You see, we have to start changing pronouns now. As soon as people start self-identifying, that is the key, people. When people start self-identifying and they change their name, that's when you refer to them as her. So that's the deal.
We wish her the best.
Yes, we do. And we'll be right back after a quick 30-second break from our sponsor, AdamandEve.com.
Hey there. Are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com and get 50% off just about any item. That's 50% off adult toys, lubes, movies, or almost anything you desire. Plus, get a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it here. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type Dr. Cat for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code DRKAT at AdamandEve.com.
Okay, our first question comes from Chris. Chris says, I have got to be tongue-tied. He says, I'm currently active with a 45-year-old woman who has never had an orgasm with a man before me. Well, lucky you.
Aww.
With me, it has only happened one time after about 90 minutes of oral sex.
Hoy!
I know. He is tongue-tied. During intercourse, she gets close and won't let herself go over the edge. She tells me that she's able to achieve orgasm quickly while masturbating. She uses a pretty intense vibrator, like the rabbit, and she masturbates in her closet. There are some serious self-esteem issues, but we've been together for close to a year, so I think she should be over those by now. What can we try? I want to please her. Thanks.
Well, it's nice to know. Go ahead.
Try a bigger closet. No, actually, okay, I take that back. I'm not a big proponent of being in the closet.
No.
So my first thing is like, okay, you might want to try to be a little more sensitive there, Chris. Okay. I wish we had more specifics regarding her, you know, her quote, serious esteem issues, but you know, generally speaking, you don't just get over them in a year. Right. So you might want to give her a little slack or, you know, talk about that a little more. I guess, you know, while regarding her orgasms, I would say, you know, have you ever tried to fuck her while she uses the rabbit?
Right. Right. That would be the most immediate. Yeah.
Yeah. That whole penetration thing. It's like a lot of women can't come just by penetration. So.
Yeah. No. And most women can't. You know, I mean, it takes some conscious effort to kind of get that coordinated. And you know, being a little creative and a little clitorally focused is okay.
Right. And if it's the whole masturbation rabbit thing, you know, maybe he is in the driver's seat, you know, so maybe he uses the rabbit on her at, you know, in the closet or, you know, whatever. Having an entree into participating in her orgasms, you know, is maybe the way to inch towards getting his dick in her while she's, you know, bringing herself to orgasm, and then they can have it together.
Yes. Yes. Correct. And to add to that as well, you're right. Chris, she's obviously not going to be able to meet your time requirement of 1 year due to her self-esteem issues. I would encourage you, yes, to be a little more sensitive about it. She is 45. And you know what? For 45 years, she's probably had major self-esteem issues regarding, who knows, family of origin, body image, spectating issues with masturbation.
Insensitive boyfriends.
Right. Do you know about spectating, Ross? Do you know what that is?
Well, if it's anything like, you know, jerking off to someone who's having sex, I don't know.
You would be a spectator. No, it's...
Yes,
it's,
does it involve binoculars?
Right. It's actually a self-esteem issue a lot of women have in particular, where the sense of them being watched while they're masturbating, like they feel like they're being judged, so therefore they stop themselves from coming. And actually a lot of women have issues with spectating just during sex, and it totally shuts them down orgasmically. So I am wondering if that's part of her issue with that.
But that's why God invented light switches.
Right. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. But no, it would be nice if she could get over that. But I would suggest, you know, she might want to talk to somebody who's got a specialty in this, and she can work through those issues. And in the meantime, fuck her with the vibrator and have some orgasms and give your tongue a rest, Chris, because 90 minutes, I don't know that I would even, my tongue would not be functional after 90 minutes.
No kidding. It's like, wow. I don't even think I could talk for 90 minutes. Never mind.
Right. Keep it going. So good luck with that, Chris. And let us know how it goes.
Yes.
And our next question, Jay isn't the jealous type. She says, hi, Dr. Kat. I love the show and find your laugh so infectious. Really? So nice. There's no better way to start the day than walking to work and listening to your show. Oh, my God. Hello. Did I pay her for this? This is so nice. Anyway, she actually has a question. She says, I live with my boyfriend of 2 years in a new city. It's been hard for me to meet new people, and luckily my boyfriend introduced me to a girl he went to high school with. We get along well, but I've recently been avoiding her because I found out that they had slept together a long time ago, but my boyfriend lied to me about it. I'm not worried that it will make him, that he'll do it again, mainly because I really don't think she's his type, and that makes me feel safe. But we got into a huge argument about it when he lied to my face when I asked him. He said he didn't want to ruin a good friendship between her and I, which is true. She is my only girlfriend in our new city. But I guess the problem is my guy is fairly secretive. Not that he means to be. He just isn't a talker, and that makes me nervous. Especially that it was so easy for him to lie to me. I'm not a snooper or a jealous person, so I'd never know of anything behind, you know, my back. But we talked about it, and because it created such a big fight, we agreed to never talk about it again. But I'm still left wondering, how can I trust him?
Wow. Okay. Mm. Well, as we all know, it's, you know, trust is earned, right?
Yes.
It's not something that just is presented to you. And I think certainly by agreeing never to talk again, it's not going to help you very much. It's not going to do very much good there, Jay. Also, you know what? Okay. I don't know the boyfriend, and I know that lying is never a good thing, but you know, my sense is if it did happen, you know, as she says in caps, a long L-O-N-G in caps, yes, time ago, then my guess is, you know, he was really probably trying to avoid an awkward situation with this girl, right? Of course, part of me is like, I would love to know how she found out how they slept together.
I know, she didn't mention that.
Yeah, because flipping this around, I'm assuming that it came from the girlfriend, right?
Right.
You know, and I, you know, it's the new friend quotes who told her, and I, you know, I would then love to ask her, you know, so why did she tell the girl and how did it come up? It's like, right. So, you know, we slept together, you know, so I don't know if it's like, I'm maybe like imposing a little insidiousness on the new friend,
right?
You know, but that's, you know, my suspicions are pointing toward the old girlfriend. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Well, let me flip it around too. I have been in situations where I have slept with guys who are currently my friend, right? And yeah, how do I say this? They're not my husband.
Without sounding like a cheap whore.
Let me just lay that on the line. Of course not. But the issue was, I felt like I was lying unless I divulged that information to the other person involved now. So, which was my husband. So I ended up, you know, telling him early on, hey, you know, by the way, I'm really friends with, you know, I'm friends with so-and-so, but just so you know, we did hook up previously. And I guess if it had come from her boyfriend, maybe she'd feel less issue about it. And granted, did I go and tell my friend's girlfriend slash wife now? No, I was kind of leaving that up to him to tell her if she felt like she needed to. But if it had come up in conversation, I don't know. I guess I'm trying to give the new girl, the girlfriend of the girl, you know, that maybe she isn't trying to be all, you know, snitty about it. Maybe it's just that she felt like maybe she already knew or something even.
Okay. I mean, I'm just curious, you know, how does that come up?
I know.
Oh my God, look at this new dress. Oh, when your boyfriend was fucking me, I wore something just like this. You know what I mean? It's like, how does that come up in a natural conversation?
I don't know. If you're sitting there, if you're talking about relationships, if you know, I don't know.
Right. And in a Sex and the City sort of way, they're sipping their Cosmos and their Louboutins, and it's like, oh my God, Joseph, does he still fuck like this? What? You didn't know? I'm sorry. Yes, we slept together. Didn't you know?
Oh,
I don't know. Anyway.
God. Anyway, we digress. But so the issue is, and my whole thing, though, I know how you talk about earned trust. I have kind of a different view on it. It's more like, why wouldn't you trust him unless something really obvious, you know, took that trust away? The fact that he lied to her, that he felt uncomfortable about it, is unfortunate, because had he been upfront about it, this probably wouldn't have been as much of an issue. The point is that, you know, she's 2 years into this relationship. She's in a new city with this guy. Is there anything else wrong in the relationship? If there isn't, then yeah, more than likely, Jay, you're going to have to find a way to kind of make peace with this, but not talking about it ever again is not going to help you get any peace.
That's exactly it. And that could be the road to when you say there's maybe nothing wrong with the relationship, that could be the road leading them towards something wrong with the relationship. Because if you set it up where, we're having this really difficult issue, let's just never talk about it again.
Red flag.
It's not going to work. You guys are doomed. So
yeah, it's
talk.
Yeah. You've definitely got to talk about it. And if that means, you know, he needs to rehash things for you, not that he's necessarily going to make you say anything that's going to make you feel better, but we're all human beings. We all have multiple relationships during the course of our life. Does that mean all those that every person we've had sex with, we should no longer be friends with? No, we shouldn't necessarily lie about it, but people make mistakes. So if there's nothing else wrong in your relationship and you're willing to kind of deal with this in an honest, open manner, you know, you're going to kind of have to, people are going to do what they're going to do. So whether he lies to you or not, he's a human being and he can go out and do whatever he wants behind your back. What matters is, you know, you being able to trust yourself and trust the relationship enough that you're going to allow everything to be fine until it isn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Full disclosure, I have all my names tattooed on my back, so they know exactly what they're getting into, if you know what I mean.
You've got room for the next one right at the bottom.
No, it stops at my husband, damn it.
Oh, of course. That's right.
I ran out of room.
All right. That was it. You had to stop because you had no more skin left.
gay take, straight take. It's your sex toy of the week.
So, and we of course have a featured toy of the week.
Okay, and you know, I love this toy.
I hadn't
seen this before. This is an awesome thing. So, it is a Fetish Fantasy Elite silicone douche. Okay, so it's perfect for men or women. Right, so a little douche in, you know, sometimes you just want to clean it out, you know, especially if you're going to do a little backdoor action,
right.
You might want to do a little prep time and clean it out back there. And it's a really sort of fun, sleek bulb. It's basically, it's a water bulb. You squeeze it out, almost like a little turkey baster with a rounded handle or rounded end for insertion.
Yes.
Right, and you put it in a sink of water, and you pull out the water, and you shove it up your ass, or put it in your vagina, and you squirt away and wash the nastiness out.
And I will bring up also people who enjoy douching for the sensation, that don't necessarily do it to get clean. They just like the sensation of the water in and out, both vaginally and anally. And mm-hmm. I suggest everyone try it because it can be quite pleasant. For people out there, just another little, you know, add to the repertoire. And the thing I like about this douche, some douches look like a fucking anal douche. You know what I mean? It's like, here's my anal douche.
Yes.
I'm going to put
exactly,
that right in my medicine cabinet. Now, this looks very sleek and futuristic. And, you know, it looks a little fetishy because it's got that kind of heavy black silicone. It's a sexy douche, damn it.
Martha, what is that thing down under your sink? Oh, that's my elephant... baby elephant snot sucker.
like what could that be? It looks kind of dark and dangerous, but in a good way. But yes, you
stop snooping, Eleanor. I'm gonna have to whack you across the head with it.
But I have to use it on you. So yes, you can go to adameve.com, and I believe it's also on Adam Mail, and enter in the search Fetish Fantasy Elite Silicone Douche. Say that 5 times fast.
Yeah, it's awesome, people. Check it out.
Absolutely. And I want to thank everybody for joining us today.
Yep. You have questions, we have the answers. You can email us at sexchat@drcat.com. If you like our show, please spread the word. Tell your friends. That's your homework for the week. Tell one other person to listen to our show.
That's right. Yeah, we enjoy having everybody listen in and answering questions. And if you'd like to find out more about us, you can visit drcat.com. And we'll be back in a few days. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Dr. Cat.
Hasta pasta.